Didsbury Town Council has approved sending a letter to Premier Danielle Smith about her government's plans to possibly form a provincial police service to replace the RCMP. The 12-member Mayor of South Centre Alberta Group, which includes mayors from Didsbury and Carstairs, recently met to discuss the issue and to identify outstanding questions municipalities have regarding the proposal. Following the meeting, Carstairs Mayor Lance Colby, a former Calgary police officer, drafted a letter outlining outstanding questions and the possible impact on the justice system should the provincial police service be formed. The mayors of South Central Alberta Group endorsed the Colby letter and supported it being presented to each respective council to review and revise at the direction of each council, and, if approved, to send the revised letters to the premier under each municipality's letterhead. During the January 24 Didsbury Council meeting, the letter signed by Mayor Rhonda Hunter was accepted and a motion passed to have it forwarded to the Premier. It is clear that you, Premier Smith, have been apprised of many, many municipalities and counties' continued support that the RCMP continue as Alberta police force of choice and that the creation of an Alberta Provincial Police Service, APPS, is not supported by many municipalities and counties, the Didsbury letter states. Many municipalities and counties do not agree with the costs and the viability of the proposal. The residents of Alberta deserve the opportunity to express their voice in this matter as it directly affects them. As provincial and municipal elected officials, we owe it to our residents to ensure they have a say in something of this magnitude, and the only way to do this is by putting it on the ballot this spring. The Didsbury letter identified a number of concerns and unanswered questions regarding the proposal, including the following, quoted from letter. Where is the government expecting to recruit police personnel with experience in forensics, major crimes, traffic investigations, fatal and serious injury accidents, general investigators, tactical and general duties? From where does the government expect to recruit the 4,139 officers and civilian members? Without adequate recruitment, how would an APPS be able to operate as an effective police force? Will the APPS always be fully staffed? The APPS transition study stated no decision has been made on whether Alberta will create a provincial police force. If this statement is true, then please do not move forward without further consultation with Albertans, the letter states. It is critical that the provincial government provide more clarity in the costing, recruiting, the training, and facts supporting that this will improve policing effectiveness in Alberta. We also suggest that Alberta has more critical issues to deal with, such as healthcare and the economy. Following the council meeting, Didsbury's mayor told the Alberton she hopes the questions raised in the letter will be answered. The mayor of Carstairs told the Alberton his letter has already been sent to Premier Smith on behalf of the town of Carstairs.